Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, October 11th, 2006. The army kills one resident near Eretz border crossing in Gaza, while in the West Bank, one is killed in Nablus and prisoners are taken in morning invasions to several other cities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources reported that one man in his 20s was shot and killed by the Israeli army near Eretz border crossing in northern Gaza Strip on Wednesday at dawn. The sources added that soldiers detained the body for some time before handing it over to a Palestinian ambulance. Medics in the ambulance said that the man remains unidentified due to severe mutilation of his skull and face. The man was hit with heavy artillery fire in the back of his head, medics added. On Wednesday morning, Israeli tanks stationed at the northern borders between Gaza and Israel continued to shell residents' homes and farmlands in Beit Lahia town, causing damage but no injuries. For the sixth day, Israeli troops continued their invasion to the eastern and northern parts of the Gaza Strip and stationed dozens of armored vehicles east of Beit Hanun and north of Beit Lahia. The Israeli Air Force shelled on Tuesday night after midnight the house of Nidal Farahat, one of the leaders of Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, and the son of a female Hamas legislator, Maryam Farahat. The shelling completely destroyed Farahat's house in Gaza City and damaged his mother's house nearby. Local sources reported that F-16 Israeli fighter jets fired at least two missiles at the house shortly after phoning the family and ordering them to evacuate in preparation to shell their home. An Israeli military spokesperson said that the shelled house was also used for storing weapons belonging to Al-Qassam brigades. No injuries were reported, Palestinian medical sources said. Israeli forces invaded the city of Nablus in the northern part of the West Bank Wednesday and killed one resident and took four prisoners. At dawn, Israeli soldiers killed Jericho resident Abdullah Mohammed Mansour, 29, as he was watching the invasion from a balcony in Ain Beit Alma, a refugee camp located in Nablus, according to photojournalist Elias Daoula. Soldiers did not allow medical aid to reach Mansour, who was visiting relatives at the time, causing him to bleed to death. In a contradictory account of the killing, Haaretz reported that Mansour was a member of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah, and had been on the army's wanted list for some time. The Israeli army said that they shot Mansour in the head while the 31-year-old militant tried to detonate explosives nearby. Soldiers said that Mansour was killed in his home as he watched Israeli soldiers clashing with militants from his window. Armed resistance fighters in the camp retaliated by throwing an explosive at one of the Israeli military jeeps. No injuries were reported on either side. Israeli soldiers also invaded and raided homes in another neighborhood and took two prisoners. Israeli forces invaded Balata refugee camp and took three prisoners. Soldiers also invaded Askar refugee camp with military jeeps and one bulldozer, which plowed through the narrow streets, damaging a major source of water and the central market. No prisoners were taken, nor injuries reported. Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday at dawn Kabatiya town near Jenin and exchanged fire with resistance fighters. Six residents, including two brothers, were taken prisoner in several areas of Jenin. Soldiers, supported by 20 armored vehicles and jeeps, invaded Kabatiya and exchanged fire with resistance fighters from Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, and members of the Salah ad-Din Brigades, the armed wing of the Popular Resistance Committees. Two brothers, identified as Awad and Mohammed Kamil, were taken prisoner in Kabatiya. An Israeli military source claimed that the two are members of Al-Quds Brigades. Four other residents were taken prisoner and taken to an unknown destination. In Al-Yamun village, also near Jenin, soldiers exchanged fire with resistance fighters from Al-Quds Brigades and Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah. More prisoners were taken from other parts of the West Bank on Wednesday. The army took two prisoners from Azun village, east of Qalqilya city, and, in a separate incident, soldiers took two residents prisoner in a dawn invasion of Al-Hadr village near the West Bank city of Bethlehem. Another was taken from Hebron city in southern West Bank, and finally one from Ain al-Bayda village in the Jordan Valley. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. brought to you by Keisha Kay and Ghassan Banoura.